we had said so far, we've noted that the Rambam starts his presentation not with Kibud or Yira, but not with Hakah even, against the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch, against the presentation of the Psukim, where the Rambam was interested in the greatest rebellion, and Klala is for sure the greatest rebellion. That's a Din Skila, that's a Din Ben Bechaim Ben Lachar Misa. And we've noted that the idea is the Radvaz, right, that it's a combination of attack on a Kaddish Baruch Hu and attack on your parents, Klon Avi Vimo, it's Hashem Shemai the Batala. The Ramban confirmed that, and then we moved from that specific halacha, the fact that you need Edim Nasra, the Kesem Mishnah says, it's obvious, don't you always need that for Misas Bez? And he says, no, maybe the Torah would have been willing to waive it in this situation, because it's always private, and I said, maybe that's the explanation for why the Rambam actually says that they have to be Gedolim, and you pointed out correctly, Hanan, that such an important idea, that this is something that children should be able to pick up on, and maybe it would be mufla samach le'ish, maybe it would be katan shi'i l'chinuch, maybe this could also be an exception. And then we talked about the idea of achi kalim b'shem, as opposed to a kinoi, because it really has to be a complete attack on a Kaddish Baruch. Now, halacha gimel, v'chein ha'mekal avi aviv v'avi imo, okay, so grandfather from both sides, and there's maternal and paternal, and there are some achronim who debate that. Maybe there's a difference between avi, 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 mimo. It's b'nei banim, harem kivanim, but maybe not b'nei banos. Hareza kimekal al echad mishara kal. So the Kesef Mishnah basically points out, he says, because he thinks, based on the Gemara and Masech Makos, that the Rambam's view is that you're not chayev in the kavod of your grandfather. So he thinks it to a din and kibud. The Gemara there is talking about the halacha of Rotzeach Bishgaga, the second parak Elohei Nagolin. And it says, if God forbid, it says, Av Golal Yedeh Ben, Ben Golal Yedeh Av. But what about the Goel Hadam? So the halacha is that Av Golal Yedeh Ben, but another one of the brothers can't be a Goel Hadam against his father. But that child of the Nirtzach can be a Goel Hadam against his grandfather. Rashi explains in a Mozer Bichvodo, which is pretty surprising, because Rashi La Torah says in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, Vayizbach Zvachem Elohei Aviv Yitzchak, Chayev Adam Bichvod, Aviv Yoser Michvod Zikno, that he really is Chayim in the covet of his grandfather. The Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, doesn't have any specific halacha of showing honor to grandparents. So it's entirely possible, maybe even likely for the Rambam, the Rambam will look in Perek Vav, the Rambam talks about Ashes Aviv, talks about Baal Imo, the Rambam talks about Achagadol, he talks about many personalities, never says Mefurash is a halacha of covet for grandparents. But in the broader halacha, it's a major discussion. It's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, basically on the basis of the Rambam, but the Rambam says, you should know there's a day in the Ma'arik that you're not chayiv in the kavod of your grandfather. And he says, I reject this. I reject this view. And he notes that the Rashi says, v'yizbach zvachem l'lhei aviv yitzchak, chayiv adem ichvod aviv yoser bichvod zikno, but there's still a din of special kavod for your grandfather over and above just an elderly person. And the Rambam here uses pretty strong language, that there's no greater relationship. So the Taz, in that section of Shulchan Aruch, says he doesn't understand how the Ma'arik could possibly, you know, have missed the Rashi explicitly al HaTorah. So I think the simplest approach to the Rambam is the Rambam did not believe in a specific halacha of Kibud Zekanin. Now, whether that would, you know, be the sole explanation for the halacha of Klala, I think is still an open question, because the idea of Skila for Kibud of one's father is because there's a certain basic equation, as we've been talking about, between parents and Kvodo Shel Makom. So even if you say that you're Chayiv in the Kavod of your grandfather, you could still have this halacha conclusion, Mekal Avi Imo V'Avi Imo, that you're not going to be Chayiv Skilo. But again, the difficulty for the Rambam is he says, HaRezikim Mekal Echad Mishara Kal. So I do think the most basic explanation is that when the Rambam said Kimakal Echad Mishara Kal, he didn't mean just that the halachic result is the same. It's possible that he meant that, and that he was saying something a little bit more significant in terms of where he comes down on this issue, especially in light of the omission in Perek Vav, where he doesn't have the din of Kibud Zekanim. I started to mention the other day, is a beautiful line in the Bach, obviously the father-in-law of the Taz, so the Bach deals with the various issues at play here, but the Bach says, you know, if there's really a chi of Talmud Torah that exists, the Imat Mosam es b'neichem, so there's 2 days of Gemara, b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, b'neichem v'lo b'nei b'neichem, but the pasuk says, "Vodatam levenachli nevenacha yom asher amati v'nei Hashem akechel b'chorev." So there's some din of Talmud Torah between grandfather and grandparent, and there's all kinds of beautiful Mari Chazal kol halam melamedes ben benot Torah kilu kiblo mehar Sinai. Zulun ben Dan, Limdo Aviv Aviv, Limdo Avi Aviv, Mikra Mishnah, Talmud Alachos Agados. So the Bach basically says he didn't understand in the end. The more that you believe that there's a din of Talmud Torah, so how could there not be a special din of Kavod that runs between grandparent and grandchild? In any event, for the Shita of the Rambam, it seems that the preponderance of evidence, again, there's a big debate about it, but the preponderance of evidence of the Rambam did not have a din prati, did not have a specific obligation of Kavod when it came to the grandparent on either side. The Vilna Gaon, interestingly, has many places in the Shulchan Aruch and notes here, has some netiyah to distinguish between maternal and paternal grandparents, because of B'nai Banim Harim Kibanim versus B'nai Banos, are not necessarily Kibanim, but be that as it may, Mishpacha, same B'nai Kuriya Mishpacha, those kinds of factors. But be that as it may, this is a very robust discussion in the Halacha. I think it's good to be Machmir, that in all counts, and to maintain. Now, even though we're not going to give the person skila, obviously, you know, give a person misas bezdin, unless we're absolutely certain that needs to happen. But in terms of the basic orientation towards kavod of grandparents, I think there we should take an expansive kind of an approach. Okay, we'll hold it up there, and then the Rambam has dealt again with the onesh, and he's dealt with the idea of shemos amiyuchadim versus kinuyim. He's dealt with grandparents. So now he's going to circle back. Ones shamanu azhar minayin. So that's going to take us back to the whole discussion of lo sekal ucheresh, Elohim lo sekalel v'nasi v'amcha lo saor, and that entire discussion. Okay.